More than 60% of the city's public schools received A's or B's on their annual progress reports in the last batch of school report cards to be released by Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration. The grades are based largely on how students performed on their state exams, and Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio has signaled he does not intend to keep this grading system. WNYC's Beth Fertig joins me now to explain this year's marks and the controversy over A through F letter grades for the schools. Good evening, Beth.
Hi.
Beth, we've heard so much about how this year's math and English exams were so much harder for students because they were aligned to the new Common Core learning standards. And less than 30% of New York City's elementary and middle school students were deemed proficient in math or English, which, as you've told us, is a big drop from the year before. But that didn't seem to matter much when it came to the school grades. Why?
It's because these are progress reports. The city looks at how much progress students make from one year to the next in a particular school and then compares that school to other schools that have similar demographics. So the system's never really been about absolute performance. It's comparisons. When these tests first became harder, actually 3 years ago, they began to get harder. The city decided to give A's and B's to the top 60% or so of all schools, and then D's and F's for the bottom 10% or so. And it's pretty much done the same thing ever since with elementary and middle schools. So it was able to use that same distribution formula this year when the tests became even harder. And we saw schools this year that used to have 70% or more of their kids passing these tests suddenly have 30 or 40% passing. But because they were compared to each other, they weren't punished with low marks.
So there's been some flexibility. And if the system is so flexible, why has Mayor-elect de Blasio said he's going to throw out these A through F letter grades?
Because a lot of critics say they're too simplistic. Even a high-performing school could wind up with a C or a D if the kids don't continue to make progress from one year to the next, and then it's branded with the letter grade. And roughly 85% of the school's grade is based on state test scores. There are surveys by parents and students and teachers. The city's also added other factors like how many kids graduate ready for college, but the test scores really get the biggest weight, and there are lots of people who don't like that. Now, de Blasio says he supports making school progress reports available to parents, but he would eliminate letter grades. And today, Mayor Bloomberg really defended his system. He said it's about helping parents.
As you well know, in education, there's nothing simple, and there's never a one right answer, and there's always some good and some bad in everything. So getting it down to something that they can use, I think, is not making it too simplistic. Quite the contrary, I think it is making it useful.
So we know how the mayor and the mayor-elect feel. How do parents and educators feel, Beth? Do they support the mayor or de Blasio?
If you go by the landslide results of this election, Mark, I think it's pretty clear that de Blasio does have a mandate. And today there was a little bit of that ding-dong, the witch is dead feeling. There were certain critics cheering the end of these A through F letter grades. One principal from Brooklyn told us that the report cards are pieces of rubbish. There's people who really believe they unfairly stigmatize schools. And these report cards were also what the city used to consider which schools it was going to close each year for low performance. Now, today, Teachers Union President Michael Mulgrew said he was never a fan, which we knew, but you can also hear him kind of acknowledge that the mayor had a point.
Everybody wants information about the schools. The parents have a right to it, and we need to come up with a better picture. What I hear from parents now are, well, they'll talk about the letter grade, but they also want to know, you know, are they doing art and music, or are they just doing test prep?
So I think the question going forward, Mark, is what type of data will the next mayor publish about the schools? That's going to take a while for de Blasio and his people to figure out.
So is the genie out of the box, so to speak, now that people are used to seeing these report cards? Do you think there will be any push to keep Bloomberg's emphasis on data?
I have heard some people, especially in the charter school community, say they want parents to be able to compare how schools are doing. They call this apple-to-apple comparisons. They argue that because there's still so many low-performing schools, people need to know about that and have choices. Likewise, there's principals who do endorse some elements of the progress reports, like the surveys by the parents and the students and the teachers of a school's environment. I spoke to Pamela Price-Haynes today. She's the principal of PS 161 in Harlem. She got a B this year, but she was very disappointed, even though that was the same as last year. She felt like it was hard to make some of the changes she wanted to gear up for the harder exams because not all of her teachers were strong enough, and her neighborhood has so much poverty. So ultimately, she said, the schools really need more resources.
If you give me more of what I feel a school like mine need and then judge me then maybe I would probably embrace this report card more than I do. But it's an uphill battle.
And I should add, these report cards are meant to compare schools with similar populations. So today, the city put out a list of schools with high need, poverty populations like hers that do a good job. And that's an interesting comparison point.
In about 45 seconds, Beth, tell us, besides the letter grades, were there any interesting nuggets in this year's report cards?
Yes, the college readiness index went up. It was 31% of all kids who entered ninth grade 4 years ago graduated high school and were considered ready for college. That's a 3 percentage point increase over last year. It doesn't sound like a lot, but everybody's focused on college readiness. Also, schools that had their kids stay in college for at least 3 semesters got some extra points. And because of the impact of Sandy last fall, schools that had poor attendance weren't penalized. In fact, 11 hard-hit schools didn't get grades at all. And once again, charters got higher marks than schools on average. And so did the new small high schools, another innovation of Bloomberg's.
Well, remember, you can see how your school performed by going to schoolbook.org and check out the cool map with the latest data, too. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
Beth Fertig is WNYC's contributing editor for education.